Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Va'era, the purpose of the plagues. On the surface of it, the purpose of the plagues was to help the Jews get out of Egypt. We want to convince Paro to actually let the Jews out of Egypt, but the purpose of them is for us to know that there is a God. We see that in the air, the Malkat HaChoshech, for instance, the plague of darkness. We see it in the dirt, the sea. We see it in the kinim, the lice, for instance, that comes from the dirt. We see it in the people and animals. God has power over all of this. The skies, the arbeh comes from the sky. The darkness comes from the sky. So we see that in all realms of life, God is supreme. However, there's another theme, and that is Viadu Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem, that it's Egypt. We want to know that Egypt that Egypt should know that God is God. Which one is it? Is it the Jewish people who are the object of God's plagues, or is it the Egyptians? In this book, in Parshat Shemot, last week Parsha, there's no mention of Viadu Mitzrayim, that Egypt should know that God is God. No. The purpose of the plagues is to get the Jews out of Egypt. In Parsha Va'era, however, the beginning of the Parsha, as God tells us the four or five languages of redemption, that God will save us and bring us into the land of Israel, it says, Vidatem ki ani Hashem motzi etchem mitachat tzivot Mitzrayim. You should know, the Jews should know, that it is I, God, who takes you out of Egypt. This notion of that the purpose of the plagues is for us, no, the purpose of the plagues is for Egypt. There's actually a transition that goes on in this parsha, as outlined by Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein in his work, Moses, Envoy of God, Envoy of the People. There he points out that in our parsha, we transition from Vayitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael, Otziyat Yisrael et b'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim. We transition from the early part of the parsha that God commanded Moshe to command the Jews and Paro, that there's a dual purpose to our mission, that we're interested not only in changing Paro, but changing the Jews. But then, after, as Rav Lichtenstein describes, Moshe and Aaron approaching the various tribes and giving up and saying, these people are hopeless. They don't understand the mission of getting out of Egypt. They're not ready to be saved. God changes the plan and says, Daber el Paro melech Mitzrayim, just go to Paro. Tell him everything I tell you. The purpose now is to be Elohim lefaro, to be master over Paro. That's the purpose. The Jewish people are not going to be part of their redemption. So the purpose shifts. At first, we're interested in more of the Jews and that they should know that there is God. When we then turn to the Jews and the Jews don't seem interested, they can't listen, they can't hear the idea of redemption at this time. They're too ensconced in their slavery. Then the purpose turns to the Egyptians. I'd like to explain how that works exactly and how we haven't totally forgotten about the Jews either. If we look in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Hey, chapter 7, verse 5, Yadu Mitzrayim, Ki Ani Hashem, it does say that the goal becomes that Egypt should know before any of the plagues take place. The idea is that Egypt should know that God is God. And the plague of Dam, he says that you will know that I am God. In the plague of Arov, the wild animals, he says, Laman teda ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz, that you should know that God is in the midst of the land. In the plague of Barad, the hail, bavur teda ki ein kamoni b'chol haaretz, there's no one like me in all the land. In the arbeh, in Parshat Bo, the locusts, v'yad'u ki ani Hashem, they will know, in Egypt, they will know that I am God. In even later, after they get out of Egypt, in the splitting of the sea in Parshat Beshalach, V'yadu Mitzrayim, Kani Hashem, again, that the Egyptians should know. But as we split the sea, V'yaminu Bashem U'Moshe Avdo, through the splitting of the sea, the Jews came to realize that God is God. And even after we get out of Egypt, and the Egyptians are well behind us, in the Parshat Haman, V'yadatem, that that I am Hashem, that Hashem hotzi etchem, that it is God who took you out of Egypt. Even with the parsha of the man, even after they're out of the plagues and even the splitting of the sea, there's still, the Jews are still being educated that God is God. I'd like to suggest that the transition takes place as follows. At first, God figures that perhaps the Jewish people are worthy, as Moshe had suggested, that they could actually be taught this lesson. When Moshe and God see that in fact the Jewish people are not ready, v'lo shamu el Moshe, they could not really listen, they could not really hear Moshe out of all the work and affliction they had. God says, let's try a different plan. Let's see if we can get the master, the one to whom the Jews are looking up to. He's the paro. He's the leader. If they can get him to recognize God, then the Jews might wake up. Then vidatem, then you too, the Jews, will know that God is God. Ve'aminu b'Hashem, you too will believe that God is God. When a person thinks independently, you can approach him directly and say, don't you understand that there's God? But when a person is a moral and intellectual slave, when a person believes that, oh, if the New York Times says it's true, then I believe it. If Barack Obama says it's true, then I believe it. If you're an intellectual slave, then you're only convinced when someone else believes. So God says, I'll tell you what, we have to take a different approach. The approach is when we get Paro, the master of your thinking, we get him to see that there's a God. When the Chartumei Mitzrayim, when even the sorcerers, and when all their power, they agree that it must be the Yetz Balokim, it's the hand of God. Then, and only then, will the Jews come to realize this as well. Very often, we too are intellectual slaves. And we see that, oh, Hanukkah, Passover, Israel is given great accolades in the press, in the media. Then we say, oh, you know, I feel good to be Jewish. But if the media gives us different vibes, if the media questions the right of Israel to exist, of all nations in the world, we alone have no right to exist. Then we start to say, well, you know, if they think so, after all, if they think that we don't exist, that we can't talk about it, who are we to disagree, you know? After all, I'm an intellectual slave. I'm a slave to Paro. If that's what we are, then God says, all right, we'll have to convince the whole world that there's a God, that Judaism is true, that there was a Torah, there was a Sinai. Then you know, then the Jews will understand. Let's not be like the people in Egypt. Let's be able to come to our own intellectual conclusions, our own emotional conclusions, our own spiritual conclusions. We should be able to know God. But if that's not good enough, sometimes we look around the world and others say, wow, you're the Jews. You're the people, the descendants of Moses. Wow, that's cool. That's incredible. Maybe it takes that to convince us as the intellectual slaves of Paro that indeed there is a God. Thank you for joining us in our discussion of Parshat Va'era. Join us each week and we'll look back to our archives, past and hopefully future discussions of the Parsha as well. This learning and throughout the year will dedicate to the memory of my father, Reb Baruch Reb Chaim Shmuel. May Zehi Zichro Baruch, may his memory be a blessing. Thank Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. Thank you.